What if we were done with deficit spending as a part of our regular operation of government? Now, not in the state of Montana. No, no. We have got the constitutional amendment, and all the legislators respect the fact that you've got to earn what you spend, and then some, and have a little more than that. But that's not the case with the federal government. Why am I talking about that? I'll have some time on the other side of this interview with Bill Coffey to get into that a little bit. How long do you think it would take, and how much more would you be paying in taxes if we decided to pay off our national debt? If we decided to pay off, well, I put in a $35 trillion figure, but that debt's up to now like 38, almost $39 trillion. And what if we got serious about paying that off? What would that look like for the next 30 years? Pretend it's a mortgage. You know, we'll talk about that here a bit later on the other side of this. Again, good to have you joining us. Tom Schultz alongside for Voices of Montana. And it was really good to see Bill Coffey yesterday. Was able to stop in and wanted to chat with him. This really is remarkable, I think, for the fifth year in a row where they have been named one of the world's best banks. And I think if you if you are a customer of Stockman Bank, you're probably not surprised by that. A lot of good customer service. Bill Coffey will talk about what goes into that year in and year out. And then we get, since the gentleman, I mean, this is a 73-year-old institution. The Coffey family has been involved in it from the very get-go. And Bill, very much involved. Of course, he has been a member of the Federal Reserve Board, a regional bank in Helena, Montana. Just knows a ton of stuff about the economy. We talked a little bit about AI, which I think is fascinating as well. And also from a banking standpoint, too, what is it you do? And this is not where we'll start the interview. This happened yesterday. But by golly, there was just some fun things to talk about here. And so this Bill Coffey, again, CEO of Stockman Bank. First question here is to how do you accomplish, to me, which is a pretty dang good feat here in terms of being for the fifth year in a row named by Forbes as one of the world's top banks. Only 72 made that designation in the United States. And Bill will mention that as well as they're the only one in Montana. Here's that interview with Bill Coffey. What does it take to do this? And it's not the first time. I mean, consistently be a kind of bank that's recognized in the banking industry, which is well known, I think, for having a lot of winners and losers. How do you consistently win?
Well, first, I think it's an honor that customers think so highly of us. You know, we know that it's a great responsibility to take care of our customers' finances, and we take that responsibility very seriously. The other thing I believe this shows is that we are on the right track and have been for over 70 years. That's not to say that we have a lot of room for improvement, but we're doing the right things and taking care of our customers and have that commitment to our communities. And I think that really shows through this survey. Additionally, I think it shows our commitment to our customers and to the great state of Montana. And lastly, this proves that a community bank in Montana can compete worldwide with some of the largest banks out there.
They have a list of criteria that not everybody is out there meeting, right, Bill?
That is exactly right. They survey thousands of participants across the globe, and they ask the name of banks where the participants currently bank and where they have banked in the past, and they ask them a series of evaluation questions. And those questions are very comprehensive. They include customer service first and foremost, but other, more broad questions like trust in the institution, even on digital services that the bank provides and those kinds of things.
When you talk about meeting the customer where they're at, meeting the customer's needs, how do you evaluate that? How do you know that that is the job that you're accomplishing?
Well, at Stockman Bank, we're very decentralized. Each local branch has their own authority. They have a lot of authority, and they can make those decisions. So it may be different in Miles City versus up in the Flathead. And those local people make those local decisions.
The financial world's always changing. What do you see out there? How do you prepare for the customers that you want at Stockman Bank in 20 years from now?
I can't tell you exactly what that's going to look like. I can tell you, though, that we're committed to service and that we're committed to our communities, and that is not going to change whether it's more digital, whether it's more intelligent teller machines versus the current ATMs. I can't tell you how that's going to look. But our commitment is unwavering and has been unwavering since 1953.
Of course, with the Iranian conflict currently, but I think there's always reason out there for banks to and businesses. How do you bank, and how, as a business owner, do you manage your business with the kind of instability we're seeing with prices and policies?
Well, that's obviously a very tough question. I think that, you know, our foundation principles have helped us literally for over 70 years, and we stick to those foundation principles. We know that Montana is very resilient, and we're going to make it through, whether gas prices spike or the Iranians threaten more of our allies around the world, that Montana is going to make it through. And we just have that faith and that commitment.
What would you like to see? I mean, if you had like a magic hat or whatever, what would you like to see that stabilizes the financial world or helps people? Because I know businesses and individual families, if we're honest about it, the struggle is real for affordability.
It definitely is. And the inflation over the last several years has really hurt a lot of us, a lot of families, a lot of small businesses, farms and ranches. I'm glad that the current administration is fighting inflation the best that they can. It's not a spigot you can just turn off, though. I do think that deregulation is definitely helping. I think that all of us, whether you have a business or a farm ranch, or just work for one of those, that deregulation helps. It saves money, it saves time, it saves effort, and it helps everyone focus on the real important things to them, not just trying to check a box for the government.
I'm going to get into this question about ranching versus farming, because as you talk about decentralizing your institutions, the ones in the Golden Triangle are going to be different than the ones in southwestern Montana. You're talking to a rancher one day and then a farmer the next day, and those two conversations are quite different, aren't they?
Well, I think having experienced bankers in each of our local banks really helps. I think they know the local area. Over a fairly short amount of time, they can learn what the customer needs, what their unique situation is, and that really is a huge advantage for Stockman Bank.
How do you think the farmers are going to fare? I mean, when do they start getting a break here? Because for a number of years, they're saying, you know, at our best operating procedures, we're still in the red.
I don't have that in my crystal ball. I think that the farmers, as you mentioned, are getting more efficient every day. They're using technology, they're using the GPSs, and, you know, using less chemicals and all the things that they need to. I think that we need to have certain, you know, environmental things line up worldwide. I think we need to get the recognition out that American crops are just so much better than the rest of the world's. You know, when you look at how beef is raised in America versus Brazil or one of those places, it's just, there's no comparison. And I think the world needs to continue to appreciate that, and we need to get the word out. But it's just a whole cast of factors that are going to have to go in to make crops more valuable.
And this will just is kind of an aside here. AI. I mean, there are a lot of businesses that are approaching, we're going to have to use AI for efficiency, but there are some trade-offs, and we don't know what they are right now. In the financial industry, where does this discussion begin, and how do you guide it so that you have equity across the board?
You know, I can't answer for everyone, but at Stockman, what we're going to try to do is to have AI help us behind the scenes. And we've always said that technology should enhance customer service, not replace it. And so we're hoping that we can have some efficiencies in the back room with AI, some mundane things that we have people across the state doing now, that they can focus more on our customers than some of the mundane things. And so we're hoping that comes to fruition, but it's going to be, you know, a several year process for sure.
Are businesses concerned about it? Are they approaching this in the right way? Are they preparing?
You know, I think every business has to make that decision for themselves. I think that there are some of us that have been more resistant to AI and let computers and technology take over. And there's others that have embraced it wholeheartedly. And there's probably an answer more in the middle. And we're going to find out more of that over the years. I think getting all out or all in is probably a mistake.
I'm curious about one more thing here. I have a sense of optimism. Maybe I'm an optimist in a lot of ways. But, you know, when you're talking about finances, you kind of have to be realist and maybe even sometimes pessimistic about it. But I feel there's a lot of optimism, even though there are a lot of challenges. What's that sense from your view?
Well, you know, I'm an optimist too. I guess I have to be in the banking and ranching business. I do think that the future for Montana is bright. I think the future for our country is bright. If we can get this Iran thing behind us, or when we get that behind us, I think the future for the world is bright. And so I'm optimistic on that. You know, I think that these ag commodity prices are scary right now. On the cattle side, we've had a very good year for a long time. And I think that those prices could come down and our operating costs are not going to. You know, we've talked about the low grain prices. I think that they're artificially low. I hope that the only way they can go up. And so I'm very optimistic about it. I think Montana, we seem to have it going on that people love our lifestyle here. I think our government and our regulations are way better than 90% of the other states out there. Our tax structure, all of those things, not to mention our beautiful environment, the great people, all of that. So I am very optimistic on the state of Montana.
That's Bill Coffey, once again, CEO of Stockman Bank, and congratulations to them. It's newsworthy and noteworthy as well for the fifth year in a row. Forbes, and one of the premier financial organization across the country, have named them, and there's a big list of criteria as well. And this is a survey. This is a customer survey, okay? This is not, CEOs bragging about their banks. This is kind of boots on the ground survey too. So as Bill had noted, something to be proud of there too for Montana and those Stockman Bank employees. Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.